Welcome to Spiritual Coaching Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Pinkley. Let's begin. Episode 23. Are you alone in a family of sleepwalkers? This is a tough one. I've talked to hundreds, thousands of people probably at this point. Again, it's not an exaggeration when I say that I've talked to hundreds and even thousands of people. I literally have. Just for reference, you know, I do have close to 74,000 followers on my TikTok. TikTok is highly interactive. I've answered probably 30,000 comments, questions on the comments. And I have lives, 2 to 3 lives every week where there are 50 to 100 people in the lives. And I answer questions like the whole time for an hour, hour and a half at a time, a lot of times. So I literally have talked to hundreds at the least and thousands probably people. And one of the most common themes that comes up is that the person is alone, feeling isolated. Their whole entire family is asleep. And what do they do? All their attempts to wake them up or share their spirituality or their spiritual awakening, not only do they fail, but they become ridiculed or an outcast in the family, or they're shamed or made fun of, whatever it is, right? And the very first piece of advice that I always have for the person who is spiritually awakening in the midst of a family of sleepwalkers, and just even at large, is, you know, for better or worse, you got to keep it to yourself. The first thing is you got to draw up some boundaries. And the first boundary that you need is to quit trying to tell people or wake other people up. It's not going to work out. That's impossible. You can't awaken another person. I mean, I hear people say, well, no, I woke up this... No, you were the catalyst and they were ready. They were already ready to awaken and they just heard you talking about it and it triggered something inside of them. The other 99.9% of the time, all you're going to do is vibrationally deplete yourself over and over and over and over again. And you try to convince people that are not slated to awaken, they're dead asleep, or, you know, you talk to them about your spirituality, or you let yourself get pulled out of your center. You let them ask you questions. What are you working on? What are you doing? And you start talking about it and then they crap all over it. Or, you know, they're, you know, the best you can almost hope for is them to be, not condescending, but patronistic, to patronize you. Oh yeah, that's so good for you. Good for you. Good for you and your little spiritual path. That's so cute, you know, but to patronize you, right? I mean, I can't tell you the number of times that I see this playing out. And so it's your responsibility, if you're the alone in the family of sleepwalkers, first thing, stop talking about it. They're not going to wake up no matter what you do. There's a higher percentage chance that if you stop talking about it, you stop getting pulled out of your center, stop trying to convince anybody, just quit leaving a spiritual book laying around or whatever, hoping that somebody's going to read it. You know, they're just going to ignore it or they're going to make fun of you, right? As soon as you stop talking about it, you start internalizing. There's a shift that happens. Now you are becoming the light. And there is, in the beginning, there's a 10x chance you'll wake them up. And ultimately, as your light gets brighter, you do the work, you integrate your suppressed emotions, purposely and consciously elevate your vibration. Then it moves to 100x and eventually 1000x power that you have to awaken people by your presence, not by your words or the linear egoic mind trying to convince somebody. Now you're moving into the nonlinear, getting closer to your higher self, and that's where the true power is. You know, would you rather use your power of presence to be the catalyst to awaken millions, or try to convince one person through your egoic linear mind to, you know, it's in their best interest to wake up and just get pulled into this morass of, you know, of pontification and over-mentalization and ultimately people being condescending or patronistic to you because they have no intention of listening to a single thing you're saying. They're not able to. They can't hear you. They're not slated to awaken this incarnation, most likely. Maybe they'll awaken later, but probably not. And it will only be to your detriment to hold on to and be attached to them awakening. You're just going to burn yourself out until eventually you give up. And then finally, that's when you realize, you know what, I need to just focus on myself anyway, because now you're depleted trying to, you know, wake all these people up, and it just, you're empty, drained and depleted. And then finally, maybe it'll dawn on you, I just have to do this. I have to take care of myself. And then life gets better. You know, now you're not trying to convince anybody. You're not draining yourself. And now you find the real benefit of the spiritual practice. You start to have more energy. You build internal power. You have more manifesting capability. Everything gets better for you at that point. So how do you awaken another person? You can't. But what's the most likely opportunity or chance to awaken another person? To be it, to internalize it and do the work, right? Then don't be surprised if at some point you know you're non-attached now, you're just doing the work, you're minding your own business. Maybe you're one of the kids. Maybe there's the you have a mom, dad, and a brother, a sister, and you're the only one awake. Then maybe somebody will come to you and ask you a question, right? And your job then is not to pounce all over them. At that point, is not to just jump all over them and say, yeah, this is why I've been trying to tell you, blah, blah, blah. Answer the question and then let go. Answer the question, then walk away, right? And that's the highest percentage chance you have of waking somebody else up will happen in that way. It's not going to be ever. It's not never going to be you convincing somebody to do anything ever. It's going to be because you're doing it and enacting it, and it triggers something in them, and they become interested in what you're doing. That means your light got bright enough, right? You're not in resistance to them anymore. They're not in resistance to you. It's just your light got bright enough. It triggered something in them, right? So that's what the real be the change is. And then for a lot of people, they want to go out there and they win a war and, you know, against all the people that are trying to, you know, take your rights away or whatever. I understand it. But you have your choice to, and there's a real choice here. You should always do what you're called to do, but if you embody the work, you're going to change more people, than trying to war against somebody or trying to change somebody else. Right. Right. The linear egoic mind thinks it can fix something or correct something, or, you know, when the nonlinear, when you truly, truly transcend, you become it. And ultimately, as you integrate, you move closer and closer to being unconditional love, where all these things that you want to fix don't even exist, right? Only the ego thinks it can fix something. You're not going to fix anything. Do the work and become it and transform your reality and the reality and the lives of all the people around you, right? Does that make sense? So now you can stop trying to convince anybody of everything. Do the work. Let go of that heavy burden of thinking you're going to wake up all these people when you're not. You're not going to wake up a single person. You know, instead embody it and be the change, right? So anyway, that's it on this one. Hope that you're doing well. Hope that you're meditating every day, and then you're setting your intention, you're visualizing and feeling your timeline, you're burning through any suppressed emotions that arise, doing the work, right? If you have any questions, you want to set up some coaching, you hit me at christopherpinkley.com. The link's in my bio. Other than that, take good care, and I'll talk to you next time.